Mene. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Prophetess Junior speaking with you all. And we'd like to welcome you all to our 18th Pastor Appreciation Service. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for truly, Lord God, you are so worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Lord God, for this 18th Pastor Appreciation Service, Lord. And Father, we ask that it would be what you would have it to be even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sins, that you would uproot, disintegrate, and destroy those things you see in me that is pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up within me. I just surrender unto you even now, Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just thank you right now. We welcome you in, Holy Spirit. And we ask that you would move mightily, Lord, throughout this service. Now, Father, I ask that you would just begin to touch every heart in this service, Lord God. Father God, open up your people's hearts, Lord God. They'll be able to receive your engrafted word, Lord God. And Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we ask it all. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, to start this out first, we're going to have a selection by Brother George. And y'all give me 1 minute. Let me get him. Let me make sure that he's ready and together. Give us 1 second. Okay, Sister Alicia, is Brother Junior there with, is Brother George there with you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, we don't want to say now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Will the storms keep on raging in my life? And sometimes it's hard to chill the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon that distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But in the storms don't seem, and the wind it will blow away my.
Let's see that one more time. Oh, the stars keep on waiting. My life. And sometimes it's hard to feel the night from day. Still they hold the light to me. It's reassuring as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. For in the storm, and if the wind keeps on blowing, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. I've realized that sometimes in this life, you have to be close by the way that the curve that seems so fixed. But in the words of God, I can think that keeps me steadfast and immovable. Despite the tides, but if the storm don't cease, and just in case the wind keeps on blowing, my soul,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'd like to thank Brother George for that selection. And now we're going to have words at this moment. And these words are about different members in our ministry who've experienced different things with our pastor. Okay, and the first person that we're gonna have Sister Jonna Choice. Now, we only have three people that are going to speak, and I've already chosen those three people. So this is not open to everyone. Sister Jonna Choice, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I think.
I'm sorry. I just want to offer thanks and gratitude and gratefulness to our pastor. And I just really want to say thank you for being the woman of God that she is and showing how to be a woman of God through everything that she does, from the moment she wakes up to the time she goes to bed, and being such an intercessor and having a heart for the people of God. I remember always being able, as soon as I remember
Mommy.
Being young and as a kid, getting sick.
Mommy.
And no matter who was around, I don't care if you were my mama, if you prayed, if you was an old lady and you really prayed, if you had, I'd be like, can you call and tell me? so she can pay for me. Can't call in time so she can pay for me. Because I knew that, I just knew things would move when she prayed. And to this day, I can say, this itty bitty girl all the way up to now, I'm always calling her. Well, what did Tamara say? Did she pray? Well, let us see. Let me help her. And I'm just forever thankful and grateful that God has put somebody like that into my life and into other people's lives. And so I just want to offer up gratefulness and thankfulness. I don't know. I love her. Yeah.
Okay, and during this time that, you know, that you've been around, Pastor, do you have anything to say, like any experiences, spiritual experiences, anything funny that you've experienced with her?
I feel like it's a lot of those. I feel like her praying, always being there to pray, even through any situation, that is a spiritual experience for me. Because when she prays and we come together, and her having a pure heart to truly change things, no issues or anything like that, things truly do turn around. And anybody, I'm sure, could be a testament of that.
Okay.
Like I said, in my health when I was a little girl, my immune system is totally different. I remember her interceding for me day and night because I was constantly getting sick. Ain't no telling if I probably would even made it to now based off my immune system. And I'm completely healed in so many different areas. When I used to have arthritis in my ankles, when she prayed over me, I don't have those issues anymore. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that is a spiritual experience for me.
Yeah, that is true. I just want to add to that. There were several times, I know a lot of people don't realize that, where Jonah was in and out of the hospital a lot. And I remember one time we had took her to the hospital, and I was praying, but I was like, you know, I just didn't know. And I remember Pastor calling me because I had called her when I told her we were going to rush her out to the hospital again, because she was always in and out of the hospital. And Pastor and Tanya, they said, we on our way. And she was in the midst of praying and on her way there. And she called me and God gave her a word of something that I needed to do. And by the time they was praying, by the time they got out there, they was getting ready to release Jonna because, you know, they were interceding in prayer. And we did what God told us to do. And it turned her whole situation around. And so, yeah, I just wanted to add to that. Okay, we really thank you, Sister Jonna. And the next person that we're gonna have Tommy George III to have a word, please.
Hello. Well, as you all know, I've been with my Tamara pretty much my whole life. I've experienced some things with my Tamara. First thing first, you know, I'd like to thank her for being the godly woman that she is. You know, she's always been that cornerstone in my life as well. Throughout anything that I've needed, you know, first thing we're gonna do is go in prayer. It don't matter what it is. I might have a situation where I'm mad at somebody. Oh, let's go into prayer. I might have a situation where, you know, I gotta pay for something. All right, let's go into prayer. And majority of the time it does come to pass. And those times that I'm upset, and I really don't feel like it, she's going to be like, all right, let's go into prayer. Oh, you don't want to go into prayer? We're going to go into prayer anyway. So, you know, either way it goes, I know that if, you know, she's just introduced God into my life in so many ways, and I've reaped benefits from believing in God. You know, I've been in church my whole life. I said, Untimely Apostle has been that cornerstone. And as far as experiences go, I've had experiences in the church where, you know, an apostle hasn't had trouble coming down off the pulpit to bless people. You know, I really appreciate you for, you know, for not only doing this for my life, but for members of your church, you know, members of this church. You know, they always, you're always, you know, making sure that they, you know, get to the word. You know, they make sure that you put the word into their life. And they, you
know. Okay. All right, Brother George, I want to talk to you about something. Tell me the third. Okay, so you said that the majority of the time that it comes to fast, I'll be right there with her when she be doing and praying for you about a lot of things and giving words. I haven't seen not one thing not come to pass.
Oh, yeah, all of them do come to pass.
I just wanted to reiterate on that. And you was talking about the experience. You want to elaborate on an experience of her coming out the pulpit? Because I know I've experienced her coming out the pulpit.
Okay, so basically, we was in church on a Wednesday? I think it was a Wednesday night. We was in church on a Wednesday night. Apostle was on the pulpit. She was praying. You know, everything seemed to be, you know, normal. She was praying, she was going up the tongues and everything. And I was sitting on, wasn't the very back row, but it was kind of like, I guess you'd call it like the middle row in the corner where my grandmother sit and my aunt sit. And there was a lady that was sitting in the row in front of me. And she was sitting there. She was, I thought she was just praying as well. So, I just so happened to look up, and I see Apostle. She was praying. She jumps off the pulpit, and immediately I'm thinking she's coming after me. So I'm wondering, what did I do wrong? So she's coming out the pulpit, coming full speed, and the chairs just seem to fly. Like, it's like they just split. Like, the chairs in the front row seem to move and separate. And then when I look up, I just see her laying hands on this lady that was sitting in front of me, you know? And, you know, right after she laid hands on this lady, you know, the lady feet left the ground. You know, that was some blessing that she gave that lady, you know? So that's one experience that I experienced her coming out the pulpit to bless somebody. You know, and their feet came off the ground.
Thank you, Brother George, for that. I want to elaborate on that one too, because I know a lot of people didn't realize what was going on. That young lady that he was speaking of, she was a witch. And while we were in there praying, she was like chanting. And like we didn't hear her, but like Pastor was in the spirit, and the Lord allowed her to hear it and see what she was trying to do. And so that was actually what took place. And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, it was comical to see, but at the same token, you know, I wasn't that close up on it, so but there were others who did experience her being lifted, the Spirit of God lifting her up off the ground like that. And so now we're going to have Tajane, Sister Tajane, are you ready? Okay, I see you. All right, go ahead.
How y'all doing? Praise the Lord. It's the 22nd of October. Y'all know I've known Pastor since the winter of 1990. And
hello?
I just want to say hello.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I'm late.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
What was that?
I don't know.
There was someone coming in. They were just apologizing for coming in late.
Oh, all right. How you doing? And what was I at? The winter of 1998. And boy, I tell you, it's been an experience since then. One experience of pastor with the Lord, I must say. If you know, you know, you just had to be there. So I was in a little situation. And I called my homeboy, voicemail. I called my mama, voicemail. I called my daddy, voicemail. And, you know, I was praying real hard. I said, Lord, listen, if you get me out of this one situation, I promise I won't do it no more. On the game, Jesus. Like, if you hear me this one time, I promise I won't do it again. He said, it's Andy. Yeah, Andy got it. I said, huh? I said, huh? He said, yeah, Amy, gotta relax. It took about 2 or 3 days. I said, you know what, God, I'm gonna trust you on this one because I really ain't got no choice. About 2 or 3 days. Good old palm tree gave me a call. I said, you know what, Jesus? You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. And there was another experience, you know. My auntie said, I see what you've been doing. I said, huh? Did I see what you've been doing? I said, huh? And the Lord then told me, huh? Oh, so Jesus snitching now. Oh, so the Lord is telling everybody. He's like, you know what? He's using me. Because warning comes before destruction. And, you know, I took heed. I hate it. Because, you know, he's about to get a little dangerous. And I just want to thank Pastor here, because even though the reprimanded may not be, what's the word? It's never to destroy, it's always to encourage. It's more like constructive criticism. When you take your feelings and your emotions out of the words and you take the time to open your heart and listen, and receive what the word is saying through this physical human, you get a lot further. And I just want to thank her. Amen.
We want to thank Sister Tajane for that. If you know her, you know that Sister Tajane is very comical, but there is a lot of truth in what she was saying. She was telling the truth. And so we just thank you even now, Tajane, for coming forth and giving us that. And we just want to thank God. I'm gonna go on and I'm gonna give you all now what God had given to me to give unto you all, but first I'm gonna go into prayer. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord. I just thank you for laughter, Lord God. I just thank you so much, Lord. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace, Lord God. And Father, I ask that even now, Lord God, that you will forgive me for my sins. That you would take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up within me, God. Lead and guide me by your Holy Spirit. That I'll do what you tell me to do, say what you tell me to say, Father. And I just want to say thank you. I bind up every hindering spirit even now that's not like you. And I just plead the blood of Jesus over each and every single individual on this line, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you once again. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Okay, you all. When the Lord was dealing with me about this, he didn't really give me anything like to just really preach. I'm really just going to really just be talking. But he did give me scriptures. And I should have had the first one already turned to my page, but I didn't. But the first one is Jeremiah 3. And 15 And it reads, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And the second one that he gave me, let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Give me a minute. We're going to be looking at chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 12. And it reads, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now, when he started dealing with me about these, when he gave me the scriptures, he was like, he said, you know, you can truly attest to these. He said, you know who she is. He said, I revealed a lot of things, you know. He said, and then you've seen different things, you've experienced different things. You know, I once told y'all, you know, when the scriptures say to know those who labor among you, I don't care who you are in this ministry. I don't care what you got going on with yourself. I don't care how God has had to work through pastor to tell you whatever, or you know, whether you didn't like what she said or how she said it, it doesn't even matter. One thing that I don't think anybody in this ministry can say is that she's not really living for the Lord. She's not who God has called her to be. She does not take her apostleship lightly. You cannot say that. I don't care what it is, and more than anything, she stands for what's right. She don't care who you are. I grew up in a ministry where it was a family ministry, and I saw a lot of biases and all that. Man, I'm gonna tell you, when I came into this ministry, I did not see that. It actually kind of amazed me. You know, I was like, man, I was, you know, I had never experienced anything like that. And so, and one thing that I always loved about her, the ministry that I used to be in, and I'm not like bad mouthing anything, I'm just talking about my own experiences. Hold up one second. Let somebody in. Okay. I remember having to work with the choir, and y'all know that I'm the, you know, choir director in this ministry. And I remember how there were times when, you know, they would go to the pastor and stuff, and how I saw the pastor bend a lot, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, if you telling me to do this, and then I got these people coming up against me, you know, and then like how there was like no support. And one thing that I always noticed with pastor, I don't care where she puts you at and what role, first of all, she ain't finna put you nowhere and do nothing unless God first tell her to do it. And then once he tell her to do it, then, you know, that's when she comes to you and lets you know. And I saw how she just fair, you know, just how, you know, she operates in the word of God. You know, she believes in the word of God. She believes in God. She's not going to do anything that's opposite of his word. And that's something that I can attest to. You know, I don't know about, you know, other people's, how they feelings, because sometimes we can allow our emotions and our feelings to cloud the truth. But you can attest to, anybody in this ministry can attest to, that she's not going to do nothing that's opposite of the word of God. I have seen people stand against her, and I have still seen her stand alone on what's right. And then people having to come over to be like, well, you know what? You was right about that. Yeah, because when you're a person that stands for truth, there are going to be times when, you know, it's going to cause you to have to stand alone. Because a lot of people say that they walk in truth, but you know, when it comes down to it, a lot of people really don't walk in the fullness of God's truth. And so I noticed that, you know, there were different instances or what have you, and I noticed how no matter when you talking to her, this is something that I've noticed. You could be coming to her and you could talk to her about something, and if you've been around her long enough, you could tell how when she immediately goes up in the spirit. her eyes changed. You can see the Spirit of God literally come up in her eyes. I can't explain it to you. I know some of you in this ministry have experienced that. And you can be sitting there talking, and when you get through talking, she gonna tell you everything that the Lord done said. And a lot of times, I know for a lot of people, that be kind of like, what? You know, because a lot of times people be lying. And a lot of times people don't, you know, that's the same thing as not telling the whole truth. That's still a lie. And so I can attest to that, you know, where there have been instances where she has done that. Also, when you're talking about this, knowing those that labor amongst you, one thing that I've always noticed about her is that she truly believes in the power that's working on the inside of her. I've never seen her doubt.
I've got something to add here.
Okay, I'm gonna need to.
I'm new to the ministry of magic, but I can add something. Everything she said is bang on, spot on. It's all true.
Y'all give us a minute. Y'all give us 1 second. Okay, sorry about that, you all. Okay, thank you all. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so I can't remember where I was, but in saying all of that, I just wanted to talk to you all about some of my experiences. I know some things I've shared with you all, but this one right here, I want to start out with this one because it's funny to me, and you all may feel that it's funny as well. There was one time, you know, we was following Pastor in my car because there was something we was going to do. And so in the midst of her driving, she had caught a cramp. And so she had pulled over on the side of the road and she got out. And I saw her limping and stuff. And I was like, well, what's going on? I pulled over, you know, and I was like, well, what's going on? And she was telling me, you know, she said, well, I had kind of cramped up as I was driving. And so we was in this field, like, and like right there by the field was like these, a lot of woods, big tall trees, and really wasn't too much of nothing around other than just the freeway. And so we were walking, and I think I was looking down on the ground or something. You know, she was walking the cramp out or whatever. Then all of a sudden, y'all, Pastor ran towards me, ran past me rather, on one leg, full speed. And I was like, what is going on? So, you know, most of the time when you see people running, you start running too. But no, not me. I was too busy laughing and then trying to be nosy at the same time. I said, what's going on? So Chuck had took out, because Chuck had got out the car too. Chuck had took out running too. And he was like, London, come on here, come on here. Well, I look, you know, in the turn around, because I'm like, what's going on? And I see the trees, they shaking real violently, and the bushes and everything is shaking. And so I started kind of like running a little bit, but I was laughing so hard because, man, y'all, I have never seen Pastor run that fast. And she was on one leg, and y'all, she dove in the car. They had opened up the back seat because she was running. Tanya had jumped out. And Tanya had got in the front seat to drive because she was saying, go, go, go. And she was running on one leg. Y'all, she dove like Superman flying into the back seat. And they took off. Chuck was about to take off and leave me. He was talking about, come on, Lana, come on, girl. Come on, man, come on. I was laughing so hard. God is so good. I was laughing so hard, y'all, because I had never seen nothing like that before in my life. And I got in the front seat with Chuck, and man, Chuck took off. He was already starting to kind of drive off anyway. They was going to leave me. And so I was like, man, well, later on, you know, Pastor revealed to us, she was like, the Lord showed her in the spirit what that was in that wooded section. It was coming straight for us. You know, it was something demonic, and it was coming straight for us. I know the Lord had us, don't get me wrong. But man, I'm telling y'all, man, that was the funniest stuff, man. I'm gonna tell you what, boy, Pastor was not playing. She was like, oh, She was like, okay, let's go. Cause I think she had even said that the Lord had told her to go. And man, I'm talking about, y'all don't even understand how I've never seen nobody run that fast on one leg. Her other leg, y'all, was tilted up. You know how when you hopping, but y'all, I'm telling y'all, she was gone. I'm talking about, she ran fast me. You know when a person run past you, you feel the wind. I said, what is going on? Y'all, I was laughing so hard, y'all. I was laughing so hard, y'all. I couldn't even breathe. We laughed, boy. We laughed all the way down that freeway. It took us a minute to stop laughing. I'm talking about everybody was laughing. But she was not playing. She was like, you know, y'all play. You know, she was like, y'all, she got on me too. She said, now what black person you see when see other people running that don't start running? What is wrong with you? I told her, I said, any other time I would have ran. I said, but man, I was just, boy, and that right there was so funny to me, y'all. I wished I had a caught that. You know how you see sometimes on YouTube where it said moments that if they had not been caught on camera, you would not have believed it. That should have been a moment that should have been caught on camera, because you would not have believed that. I mean, that was so funny. Oh, Lord Jesus. But I want to talk to you all too. I know she had shared this one time with you all, but you know, I the Lord dealt with me about how, you know, it needed to be told, like from like my perspective, like what, you know, from my viewpoint. So we were coming in from Vegas, and we had got to a port where, you know, it was like a, you know how like tornadoes and all that kind of stuff, you know how they're more prone in like a wide country like areas, and we was in an area like that. And so you know, I don't be liking no tornadoes and stuff. I was like looking, I kept looking, and Pastor had already said something. And I am not gonna lie, in my mind, I was like, ooh, why would she be quiet? Quit talking about tornadoes and stuff. Yeah, oh yeah, she said, okay, I did, okay, I can remember if I had told her if I was just thinking it. I had told her, I said, ooh, please be quiet talking about the tornadoes and stuff. Well, you know, as we was driving, since she had called it to my attention, then I started really, really looking, and even more than what I was really looking. And all of a sudden we saw it. There it was. It was beginning. It started, you know, how it does, kind of started funneling, kind of like in the sky. Pastor is one of them people, you can't be like walking with her and just, you know, she's just, you know, she's very bold. You know, she understands the authority that she walks in. She started speaking to that tornado. She started telling it what it was going to do. She was rebuking it and everything, and all of a sudden, it just went back up in the cloud. It went back up, and the sky kind of like lightened up a little bit where it was like getting really, 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 really dark. I was like, oh, Lord. And then as we got on down the road, then it tried to do it again. As we got on down the road, because you got to understand, you know, Satan, that's the kind of stuff he do. We got on down the road. It tried to do it again. I think this time, I don't think I actually saw the funnel thing, but it was like how the sky had started looking and the wind had started kind of rising up a little bit more. And she spoke to it again. And, you know, it reminded me of, you know, that scripture. I'm always talking about that scripture about how these signs shall follow the believers. I know you all have heard me talk about how God has allowed me to be with Pastor when he had sent her into hospital and laid hands on people that they had really already reported dead. You know, it was just the life support system that was keeping them alive, and how one lady, how all her organs and everything had shut down, and how they were, you know, pretty much telling us that, you know, she was really gone. They had even told the family that they won't go ahead and take off for life support the next day. Well, you know, Pastor went up there and prayed for her and everything, and laid hands on her. And I kept the family on the outside of the room because the Lord kept telling me, you keep the family on the outside of their room. He was like, they don't need to go up in there with her. You keep them on the outside of their room. And after Pastor prayed for her, I remember the daughter going into the room. And I remember her looking at her mama and how she was so at ease, because she was saying, you know, like how her mama, her face and stuff was looking different to her. And the next day, you know, they called, and a relative of mine that had asked me to come, and now I had asked Pastor to come, and then God had told Pastor to go ahead and go with me and for Pastor to pray, because they had asked me to come up there and pray. But I'm going to be honest with you, you know, it really wasn't on me to go up in that room and lay hands and pray for her. You know, God knows who he wants to do things through and how he wants to do things. And so immediately after the family had called me, Pastor just kept coming before me, and I was like, I'm gonna call Pastor, you know. And God pretty much had already kind of like dealt with her about it. And so the next day when they called me, can you all hear me? Okay, the next day when they called me, they said that the lady, they had seen a great improvement, like all her organs had started back working. And so they took her off of life support, and they said, like, I think like a little bit after they took her off of life support, she sat up in their bed and she told them she was hungry, she wanted to eat. And so, you know, this lady right here, I've never known her to go to church or anything like that. I got a report later on, I think like the next week, where my family member was telling me, she said, do you know that all she want to do is read her Bible? She's always got her Bible in her lap, reading her Bible. And she was saying that the lady said, do y'all know when I was in that hospital? And I believe she knew that Pastor was praying for her. I believe that God revealed that to her, because she said that during that time that Pastor was praying for her, two large hands was holding out to her. You know, and you know, that experience right there, you know, that caused that lady to start getting in her Bible and stuff. You know, that lady, you know, this, she was doing something that she had never really done before. And I'm not gonna lie, this was kind of freaking my relative out, you know, and I had talked to them about that or what have you, you know, and that's just something that I've experienced with Pastor. I experienced her going into my classmates' mother's hospital room and how they, you know, they was telling us that, you know, the lady, you know, wasn't gonna live too much longer, and how we went up there. My classmate reached out to us because she had been coming to the church for a little bit. And we went up there and how Pastor started praying for that woman. That woman, after Pastor got through praying for her, that woman rose up in that bed. She was so alert. And she was telling Pastor, she said, "I see God all in you, all over, all around you, you know." And that woman, her skin, you know how you kind of like have like an ash kind of look to your skin? That woman's skin, y'all, you could see the blood, where the blood started like circulating in that woman's skin. Like her skin just changed, and her eyes were like so bright. And some women from her ministry had came up in there, and they was looking, because, you know, I know one of them women, I don't know about the other two, but I know one of them, I could tell that woman was really walking with the Lord. That woman kept on looking at Pastor, you know, and I know what it was, because the Lord was dealing with me about how that woman could feel, you know, she knew that God was up in there, you know, and she could see that Pastor was truly walking with the Lord. And, you know, that woman was in her early 70s when that happened. That woman lived, I think it was to her late 80s. And they was pretty much saying that woman wasn't going to make it through that hospital stay, you know. And her daughter was just like, she's like, "I just want Pastor George. Can you talk to Pastor George?" She said, "I really want Pastor George to go up there and pray for my mom." And I'm going to tell you why she said that. This young lady, my classmate, when I first brought her to the church, because she was going through all kind of stuff. When I first invited her to the church, and she came, and she had got up in the prayer line, and Pastor was praying for her, and Pastor had revealed, had said some things to her. And she had to come to me, and she said to me, she said, "You know, I'm going to be honest with you." She said, "I've seen a lot in church, you know," she said. "And when your pastor was talking to me," she started talking to me about some things. And I said, "Oh, well," she just saying that because I know Yolanda done been in my house. So, you know, she done told her that. She said, "But then, man," she started talking about a place in my house that don't nobody know about but me. And she said, "The Lord." She said, "Don't nobody know." She said she was so detailed. She said she went, she was telling me about that place, and then she went to this box that don't nobody know about. She told me what was in the box and how the stuff was wrapped up in the box and everything. And she said, "I knew right then and there that Pastor George was really walking with the Lord." She said, "Because didn't nobody know that." She said, "And that's the reason why when my mama got down like that," she said, "that's why I asked you, could you ask Pastor George to go out to the hospital and pray for my mama?" She said, "Because I knew that she really walked with the Lord." And I laughed about that, you know, when she told me that. And I told her, I said, "Well, can I ask you something?" I said, "Why would I tell her something about it on the inside of your house?" She said, "Man, you know, I've seen a lot of things in church. You know, I didn't know nothing about this stuff." She said, "I've seen a lot of things," she said, "but, you know, that's one thing," she said. And I'm going to tell you, she stopped, you know, after a while. I think she went back to the ministry, one of the ministries that she belonged to, or she probably strayed away or something like that. We ran into her one day, and we was getting something to eat, and she saw us, and she ran from the table that she was with these young ladies. And she started talking to us about the Pastor had used restroom real bad, so Pastor went on to the restroom. She started talking to me about the things that was going on, and she said, "Man, please tell Pastor George." She was like, "Because she knows," she said, "because I know when that woman pray, God moves." And so, you know, I've experienced a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of things. I'm gonna say this right quick, and many of you in this ministry probably. Okay, y'all, give me a minute. We gotta let somebody in. Okay, sorry about that, y'all. I had to let some people in. Well, Pastor helping me, because I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, so I had a client, you all, and I don't know if y'all ever heard about endometriosis. It's something that she suffered with, and she suffered with it for years. And her and her husband, they had spent a lot of money, a lot of money. And every time she came, I noticed the woman was always so nasty, you know, and I was like, what is wrong with this woman? You know, and I know one day I was watching on her and the Holy Spirit just started talking to me. He started telling me what was going on with her and everything. And so I told her, I said, I invited her to church one Wednesday night, you know, and I told her, I was letting her know, I said, because I know that when my pastor pray for people, God moves. So she came up in there, you know, the woman was desperate. She came up in there, and on that particular night, it was supposed to be Bible study, but God told Pastor, he said, just pray for everybody in the house. And so when he got to her, when Pastor got to her, Pastor, the Lord told Pastor to tell her to raise her, lift her hand. And, you know, Pastor prayed for her and everything. Oh, I said about a couple of weeks, she came back up in there. I had never seen this woman, whole countenance was different, y'all. She walked up here, and she was strutting, and she was smiling. I was like, oh, glory to God. You know, and I didn't feel the stuff that I used to feel off of her. And so I was standing over her at the sink washing her hair, and she looked up at me, and she was just smiling. She said, Yolanda. And I said, uh-huh, because, you know, it's just kind of creepy when she said it. I said, uh-huh. She said, guess what? I said, well, she said, I'm healed. I said, oh, for real? She said, yeah. She said, I'm healed. And you know, me and her just started praising God at the sink. And I told her, oh man, you gotta come to the church this Wednesday. I said, you gotta come. I said, you gotta tell your testimony. And so when she came back to the church, she began to tell testimony. I don't know if many of y'all in the church remember her or not. And she talked about how she was like the woman with the issue of blood. And this woman said that she had been bleeding for years, every day of her life for years. And she said that when Pastor prayed, I think like that night in the church, that bleeding stopped. And when she went to the doctor, she didn't have that endometriosis. She didn't have that stuff anymore. And so, you know, I was like, man, you know, I just know, you know, when you walk in with someone, I'm not going to lie, y'all, a lot of times when I'm walking with Pastor, I kind of think about, like, the scriptures. I always think about the scriptures, how people walk with Jesus, how they experienced a lot of things, how when Elisha walked with Elijah, you know. And so, you know, these are things that, you know, you have to be mindful of when you talk about appreciation of your pastor. You know, God allowed me one time. I was getting ready to move into this place and it wasn't ready yet. And so I had to live with Pastor Neil for about 3 months. God did that to me for a reason. And one of the things that I saw, and even though I'm still with her now and I still see how she labors in prayer a lot, I used to see how she didn't get that much sleep. How she'd be up all night long. She would sit in this lazy boy chair that her mother used to be sitting in a lot of time. And how I would go to sleep, she'd be in that chair. I'd wake up in the wee hours of the morning, be like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, maybe to go to the bathroom or something. She'd still be in that chair interceding on behalf of the people. You know, and so when you start talking about a pastor, you know, and you start thinking about, you know, the weight that they have on them, you know, what they have to do, their work in this ministry, you know, their labor of love, you know, you start to consider some things, and it does make you appreciative, because then you begin to look at yourself and you be like, man, could I do this? Which I know when God calls somebody, he already puts in them, but I'm just saying. And so, you know, I'm very appreciative of Pastor. I know sometimes I might get on her, but I'm very appreciative of her. And I'm gonna tell y'all one thing I love about her. She always be telling me, she said, Yolanda, you know, and all you're getting understanding. And God really uses her a lot, because there are times that God could be talking to me about something. I'll go to him about something, and then I'll go to her, you know, and ask her. And she's the type of person how she'll never turn you away. when it comes to you getting an understanding of something, especially God's word. And so I'm real appreciative of her. You know, I know sometimes a lot of us don't like her presentation. You know, some of that be because she done told us several times. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I think that we fail to forget that the Spirit of God lives on the inside of her. And it's not her talking. It's the Spirit of God that's talking. Especially when I see God be showing up in her eyes and how her eyes get real sharp like that, you know. And so I'm real appreciative of her, you know, and I know a lot of y'all are very appreciative of her, and we just thank her. We thank God for using her. We thank her for being obedient unto the Lord. And so, you know, I just want to thank God. And I just want to know at this time, Pastor, you have any words? You don't have no words, okay? All right, so I'm going to close us out in prayer. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this 18th Pastor Appreciation Service, Lord God. Father God. Oh, you know what? You're right. I'm about to close us out, y'all. I ain't even done the... First of all, I need to present. We're going to present Pastor. Now, each and every single individual in this ministry was asked to do something, you know, every year we ask that we present Pastor with something. And so you all knew the amount. Some of you were able to, some of you have completed it, and I thank you. Those who were not, that did not complete it, I'm asking that you will continue to do that, because as you all know, Pastor is not on salary. We are not at the point at this moment where we can afford to pay Pastor's salary. So, you know, that within itself lets you know that she's truly doing what the Lord has told her to do. You know, that she's being obedient unto the Lord. I don't know many people that's going to do what this and, you know, not, you know, be getting paid for it. So, you know, and so visitors on the line, I have left instructions on there. I had typed it in, for you to be able to give an offering today, and everything we take up today, we're going to present to Pastor. I don't know if you can still see it on there, but I'm asking that you would cash out, I don't see where I can type it in to do it, because I done something to this computer. So it would be $ LaShawn Bates. That's L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S is in Sam, H is in Harry, U is in Uncle, N is in Nancy. It's all one word. B is in Bob, A is in Apple, K is in King, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, LaShawn Bates. And that, if you all would just go ahead and send that in right now. Again, that's the cash out, $ LaShawn Bates. That's LaS. HUNBAKES, LaShawn Bates. If you do not have Cash App, I'm asking that you would text Pastor at 214-507-3626, and I'll give you an alternate way to be able to do that. That's 214-507-3626. Members, as you know, paying your tithes and your offerings, you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button to be able to do your tithes and your offering. As you all know, members, the offering that we are doing today, Cash App it, because we are giving that to Pastor. Okay, and we're going to have Pastor to come forward so she can pray. You all go ahead and be obedient and go ahead and start sending. Go ahead and send that in, because Pastor's getting ready to pray. It's LaShawn Bates with an S at the end of Bates. L as in Larry, A is in Apple, S is in Sam, H is in Harry, U is in Uncle, N is in Nancy, K, B is in Bob, A is in Apple, K is in King, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, LaShawn Bates. That's $ LaShawn Bates. And go ahead and do that now. And Pastor Mo, go ahead and pray. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I'd like to thank God for Yolanda doing the pastor appreciation on this year. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for her. We bless God for her obedience and for her stepping up and doing what the Lord has called her to do. And so I want to pray over the tithe and offering, but I want to pray for everything that people gave me for the pastor appreciation on this year. I thank God for those who were able to give. And we're just going to go into prayer. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come before you, Father. I come before you, first of all, repenting of every sin that I've committed, knowingly and unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit.
Hallelujah.
Father, now I just plead the blood of Jesus over your people. I plead the blood of Jesus over Yolanda, Lord God. I'm asking you, Father, you will bless Yolanda for her obedience unto you, Lord. But you said in your word that obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord. And you said, Father, if we're willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. And so, Lord God, these are the promises of your word, Father. And we ask that, Lord God, that you... Lord God, you said you heard your word, but now return your voice. But it would accomplish all you had set out for it to accomplish, even now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for sending your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I just lift up your people's tithes and offering unto you, Father, for it's the first fruit of their increase. Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to rebuke the devil for their sake, Lord. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room to receive. Let it be pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men give unto their bosom, Lord God. We speak the spirit of increase over your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings. Bless them in the city, in the field, in every place they feet tread, even now in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we thank you for those who've seated in my life, Lord God. Father God, those who have been a blessing to me, you said whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we receive a prophet's reward. And so, Lord, I pray, Father God, for a prophet's reward over their life. God, I pray for crazy favor over their life, oh God. Whatever it is that they are in need of, oh God, I'm asking you, Lord God, where it seems like the doors have been closed to it, Lord God, open up the doors because they seated into my life, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking you right now that the favor... of God will just begin to manifest, Lord God, stronger than they ever have before, God, in their life, in their finances, in their credit reports, oh God. Father God, you begin to turn things around just for them, Lord God, that where the banks were saying no, that they would say yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you right now for creative finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, oh God. So we pray right now that there'll be a transference, oh God. But Lord, I pray for help for your people, God. Give your people for good health, oh God. You said in your word that you want us to be in good health, oh God. And so we just praise you right now for good health, God, but especially good spiritual health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, whatever is wrong in our lives, oh God, make it right with you. Let us begin to do the order of bless your people, Lord God. Bless your people, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your people with deliverance. Bless your people with healing, oh God. Bless your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, with miracles, Lord God. Signs of wonders, even now in the name of Jesus, they will follow them and not them follow it, Lord God. We just praise you in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done. We thank you for everybody that was used on the past appreciation on this year, Lord God. We just ask that you will bless them for being obedient, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask that you would do a new thing, God, and you would cause it to spring forth in our lives, oh God. We pray to plead the blood of Jesus over them, oh God. And Lord God, we just thank you, for you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And you said every tongue that rises up against us, we shall utterly condemn it, for this is our inheritance, oh God. So Lord, we praise you in the name of Jesus. For going before us and making every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. And God, while we're praying, Lord God, I pray for divine protection for the United States of America, Lord God.
Lord.
Father God, you see that, Lord God, that the leaders of our country, Lord God, are putting us in positions of harm, oh God. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Father God, that you would just begin to cover us, oh God. Father, be our shield and exceeding great joy, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to go before us and prepare the way, make every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth, Lord God. Father God, even let our enemies be at peace with us in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bless the nation of Israel, God,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, they are your people. They are your firstborn, God. And so, Lord God, we know that you are jealous over your firstborn, Lord. And so we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will manifest yourself like you never have before, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I like to thank you all once again. You know, this is the 18th, I think, Pastor Appreciation. So we, you know, we just thank God, you know, and you know, I've been a pastor more than 18 years. I've been a pastor for 20 years, but this is my actual 18th appreciation. So I thank God for you all, and those that was obedient, I thank God for you. Those who went beyond what Yolanda asked you to do, I thank God for you. I pray for a special blessing for you. And I just pray that glory to God. And our young people in this ministry that gave. Oh, I pray a special blessing over your lives.
Yeah.
I pray that Father God, but you just get to manifest yourself. God, I pray crazy favor. I pray there'll be so many doors opened up for them, Lord God, for prospering them, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That they would not walk for nothing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we thank you for the parents that encouraged them to do it, Lord God. We pray that, Father, you will bless the parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing, oh God, that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens, Lord. And we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Father. Ooh, glory. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I just thank God for everybody being a blessing. Prophet Junior, is there anything else you'd like to say to the people before we close out? Okay, if there is nothing else that I think that's everything that she had to do. Glory to God for this service. Hallelujah. And we just pray, Father, that as we get ready to dismiss out of this service, Lord, that we would not be dismissed with your divine presence, but you will go along with God and keep us, Lord. Help us to be too early, too late. But the asking tickets of problems, God, let the blessings of God be upon us. Let the angels of the Lord thy God be encamped around your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, I'm ending the call. God bless you. And I love you.